Taita taita ola Zimbabwe ndeipi kwa hama zangu ndinokugamuchirai chirongwa chedu chevechidiki uhlelo The Connection with yours truly your boy Mike Hove aka Big Mike. Welcome, welcome, welcome Zimbabwe omuhle mune chirongwa chedu chevechidiki uhlelo The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related in Zimbabwe. Today is Tuesday the 16th of July 2019 and once again Zimbabwe omuhle, I'm your host Mike Hove. Once again, Zimbabwe Omuhle, ndinomugamuchirai. Welcome, 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 mune chirongwa chedu, uhlelo The Connection. Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth-related in Zimbabwe. Mina ikamalami, my name is Mike Hove, a.k.a. Big Mike. Tonight on The Connection, we talk politics. Bafethu, ezombangazwe, ezombusazwe, nyaye politics. During the most recent rally held in Mashingo, MDC President Advocate Nelson Chamisa told Zimbabweans to stand by as he'll soon be mobilizing party members to engage in nationwide protests. This notion was supported by the MDC Youth League, the Youth League's leadership, Obey Stole to be particular. He's the one who was speaking at this rally. ZANU-PF, on the other hand, are dismissing these protests and saying, ibandlele MDC bathore MDC vadongo bvisa president Emmerson Mnangagwa pachigaro chekuva mutungamiriri wenyika. But Zulukandaba, the part that we're focusing on is as demonstrated in all protests, not all in Zimbabwe, however in majority of protests in Zimbabwe, young people, abantu abasakhulayo, vanhu vechidiki, are at the forefront of these protests. What's your take on nyaya yatiri kukurukura nhasi muchirongwa? +12024650318 is the number of text on WhatsApp. Or, of course, Zimbabwe Omuhle, as always, like I always like to say, call me Zimbabwe Omuhle munogara kutifonera muchirongwa. +12026192077 is the number to call if you're looking to call me live pachirongwa. Tiri kutepfenyura pamasaisai anoti 909 AM medium wave frequency 4930/6065 uyezve 15460 kilohertz. Abafisa ukubukela uhlelo lolu ku internet munokwanisa kuti bata pa www.voashona.com, www.voazimbabwe.com, and of course not to forget www.voandebele.com. However, Zimbabwe Omuhle, for those that love ubulombo bokuxhumana obe Facebook, vanofarira Facebook, tiri kutepfenyura live pamapeji edu matatu, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, uyezve pa VOA Ndebele. So you can write your comments there, fagana ma hats, musakanganwa kushiya chirongwa, kuitira kuti tione neuwandu hwedu. Vanoda kupinda muchirongwa, musakanganwa kunyora manhamba ipapo, kuitira kuti tizowana mukana wekufonerai. Zimbabwe Omuhle, join the program.
Eita, 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 hola, ndeipiko, hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Tanki, 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 abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +12024650318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is at BigMike3, BigMyke3.
Hey, wena DJ Skyva, ingoma yaka DJ Skyva, kanziyo ka DJ Skyva, hanzi, ey imali ekolo. Shout out to DJ Skyva and congratulations on winning this year's Bulawayo Arts Award. He was one of the winners. at PigMike3 is the username on Instagram. Uye Jepa, Twitter. However, Zimbabwe Mutle, if you're looking to talk to me after the program, but for the next hour, tripana papa mapeje lu, matatu, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, Uye Jepa, VOA Zimbabwe. This is on Facebook. Musakangane Jekare, we're broadcasting live on our three web pages, Uye Jepa Radio. Web pages are www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, Uye Jepa, www.voandebele.com. Once again, Zimbabwe Mushe, welcome to The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth-related. Nasim Chirongwa, tukubata nyaye politics. As mentioned earlier on, MDC leader Advocate Nelson Chamisa has told Zimbabweans to stand by because he's soon going to be mobilizing his party members to engage in nationwide protests. This, of course, once again, is a notion that was supported by the MDC Youth League's leadership, or base toilet to be particular. This all happened during MDC's most recent rally held in Mashingo. Let's head over to Studio 7 correspondent Gandri Maramba, who's going to let us know what exactly happened in Mashingo.
Vachitaura pamusangano wavaita nezvuru zvevatsigiri vebato ravo munhandara yemucheke mudhorobha remasvingo. Vachamisa vati vanhu vanofanira kuratidza kunyunyuta kwavo nekuoma kwakaita upenyu munyika kubudikidza nekupinda mumigwagwa murunyararo vachitedzera mutemo uri mbumbiro renyika.
Hama dzangu, manzwa programu yatiri kutaura yese inoda kuti iwe neni tive nebasa. Hatidi munhu anozoti kana tagadzira nyika yedu wawani kwaiwo usipo. Ndanzwa zvamataura kuti muri red, asi toda kumeka shuwa kuti munhu wese ari red. Toita zvinhu zvedu in a peaceful manner, non-violent manner, constitutionally. Torakidza kuti munyika mekuZimbabwe hatidhererwi. Vakauya Mnangagwa akati ndinda hwina tikanyarara. Akauya akati ndakuisa bond note ne US dollar 1:1 tikanyarara. The time is coming.
Vachamisa vapomera hurumende yavaEmmerson Mnangagwa mhosva yekuondonga upfumi hwenyika kubudikidza nehoro vachiti munyika zvinhu zvose zvave kunetsa kuwana. Vati vanoshushikana zvikuru apo veruzhinji vanopedza nguva yakawanda vasina mvura nemagetsi asi vanotonga vachirarama upenyu hwepamusoro. Vati izvi zviri kukonzerwa nehori muhurumende iri kutonga nekudaro zvinofanira kupera. Mukuru wevechidiki vebato iri vaObey Stole vaudza vatsigiri vavo kuti vechidiki vanotsigira mutungamiriri wavo pakuti vanhu vapinde mumigwagwa.
Tinozviziva kuti mayouth are the majority in this country, but when it comes to the respect of the young people, Emmerson Mnangagwa doesn't understand that. Chisa Bama Chisa. So this is the reason why we are standing here today saying going forward this country needs new leadership in the name of Advocate Nelson Chamisa. Saka muvhuvo woti tinozvizadzisa sei tikavhura bumbiro redu remutemo section 59 inotendera iwe neni kutisimudzire hondo yechimurenga through demonstrations. Izvozvo ndozvatichaita sevanhu vechidiki.
Vachamisa vati vanhu vazhinji vakamirira kunzwa kuti kuratidza uku kuchaitwa rini, vachiti vacharidza muridzo munguva shoma shoma inotevera nekuti vakataura zuva iri vanongwadza hurumende. Ndakamirira Studio 7 Masvingo, ndini Gandri Maramba.
All right there, special shout out to Vagandri Maramba, Studio 7 correspondent who's based in Mashingo. Tinotenda zvikuru vaMaramba. As mentioned in Gandri Maramba's report, Zimbabwe Mutle, one of the issues that is motivating Advocate Nelson Chamisa and the youth Vana Obey Stole to take to the streets of Zimbabwe is the issue of electricity. E Zimbabwe, wulo tubo, lokuswelakala kwegesi. Electricity, ayisikubatika, zesa, yanetsa munyika. Let's head over to Harare, whereby VOA correspondent Columbus Mavunga is going to break it down more for us.
Like most parts of the country, Harare gets power for just 7 hours per day, and it comes during the night. Workers like welder Nelson Mujuwen have been forced to switch to the night shift. But they need more power availability to be able to handle all of their workload.
If the government can give us electricity during the day, I think we can be able to meet our targets. Because actually we are actually getting some orders from clients and we won't be able to meet our targets.
Zimbabwe's power shortage is the worst in at least 3 years, and the analysts say it is costing millions of dollars a day in lost productivity. While generators are common, Zimbabwe's ongoing fuel shortage makes running them all day too expensive for many.
Actually, we've started to some generators sometimes during the day, but it won't be, actually, most of the generators, we can only work for 4 hours, then we cut them off. Because if you constantly use them, by the end of the day, we won't be able to have that same generator again, because actually they have a time frame for working. So we end up coming in the evening again and working in the night.
Zimbabwe is negotiating with Mozambique and South Africa to provide more power exports. Harare hopes the talks will bear fruit after it paid South Africa $10 million in June for power export debt. Authorities blame the power shortage on $100 million owed to Zimbabwe's Electricity Supply Authority, or ZESAM.
We all need to pay our debts to assure ourselves of power. I also want to make a specific public appeal to commerce and industry. They also owe significant amounts of money, and we would, without power, they can't operate. And when they don't operate, life becomes very difficult for all of us. You say that you are affected even though you are paying. We need that to stop.
For ordinary workers like Mujuwe, less power means less income and having to work during the cold nights. Columbus Mavungam for VOA News, Harare.
Ta-ta-ta, kialeboha, tanki, tanki, papa. Thank you so much, Columbus Mavunga. They're breaking it down, what exactly is happening, kwarare. That's one of the issues that Advocate Nelson Chamisa was touching on at his rally in Mashingo, where he was saying, we can't mention the dates now, but soon and very soon, we're going to be taking to the streets of Zimbabwe. Let's hear kuti vechidiki vebato veZANU PF vanoti nazvo. Join me live via telephone from Bulawayo. Gontutuza Tunga e Zimbabwe is Munashe Mtutswa. Munashe is a youth member of ebandla ele ZANU PF. Munashe, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo putazi.
Yebo, kunjani Mike?
Kemnati, mina ngishapho, wena unjani?
Mina ngishapho kakhulu.
Udaba olukhona egudwini bafo uluzwile. Nangu Nelson Chamisa usisithi, hayi, ngasikhatshana esizayo. We're going to be taking to the streets of Zimbabwe ngenxa yokuthi sebekhathele ngesimo sezinto eZimbabwe. Nina njengabantu abasakhulayo bebandlele ZANU PF litheni ngalokho?
Thina njengabasakhulayo babandlele ZANU PF asikula nje singayisho ngendlela ehambelana ngokuthi thina savotela ibandla eleZANU PF ngo-2018 last year ukuthi ubaba uMnangagwa leZANU PF isikhokhelele sibe ne-5 years up to 2023. And siyakwazi ukuthi ubaba uMnangagwa uthe ngena leZANU PF ikhulumele ukuthi iZimbabwe is now open for business, number one. Zimbabwe is also open for democracy. Everyone is allowed to protest. Everyone is allowed to picket. Everyone is allowed to petition government, whoever they want to. So if they have decided as an instrument within the council and a demonstration or whatever else, you know, we are very little moved. We don't have a problem with that because they are democratic rights. If you have a rights are in the enjoyment of their rights, the infringe on the rights of Avanyarandu. The majority of the people, we may not be interested in their demonstration. This is the only thing that we can only say in as far as India is demonstration is concerned. We know which is a few days ago, they launched they published a document, RIC Reload, which is just, in my view, reloaded nonsense. Because there is nothing that is factual there. There is nothing that really matters in there. It's just a lot of words that have been put together just so that they can maybe justify my donors about they are doing something. But then, within the context of that document, they talk of a lot of things that are very unconstitutional. They talk of national transitional authority. They talk of a lot of things that really don't make any sense. But the people of Zimbabwe spoke very clearly last year.
However, Munashe, tell me something. Nina Njengabacha Abebandlele ZANU PF, you're saying ukuthi uBaba Mnangagwa has continued with the rhetoric. Zimbabwe is open for business. Izinto zizalunga. Kodwa isimo elizweni, the situation in the country keeps deteriorating by the day. Inflation is increasing. The unemployment situation, which is one of the reasons that's pushing young people to want to protest, it's not getting any better. How do you then turn around and justify that?
Well, there is no justification for the situation as it is. One person, what people need to appreciate the fact that I think as we got into this second republic after the election of July 2018, and after the appointment of the Minister of Finance that year, Sabah was with, we were going to be going through what is called a transitional stabilizing program that is going to check us for the next 2 years. The idea of the program was going to say we are going to be having austerity in the country, there's going to be a lot of cutting and spending, there's going to be a lot of opening up of you know, revenue, you know, avenues which can actually increase the revenue country. There's going to be a lot of expenditure cut. So that's the point is about there's going to be a little bit of some trade before we can get to China. And in every way, even if you're not because they are bitter. Medicine has never been tested. Medicine is always bitter. But it is always good for the person because soon after taking the medicine, that person will then be good. The situation that we are currently facing right now, yes, people can talk of unemployment. Yes, people can talk of inflation. Yes, people can talk of a number of things. But one person, what people need to appreciate is the fact that these things are the temporary things that we have to eventually and inevitably go through so that we can then be where we should be. Electricity corner, we want to be the middle income economy, I think. So these things that we are seeing now are only temporary. And we don't want politics and then, like in the craft and the making of a prime minister, we don't want to take advantage of the situation that is in the country. Situation which was very well explained to the people. With your eyes, we are going through this phase, and then we are going to get to where we should be. Turbulence is also happening. Now, when we are Mike, we are Zimbabwe, we have a lot of turbulence as you fly in. That doesn't mean it's also the figures in that, does it?
Mm-hmm. Hayi wothi ngikubambe kancane ecingweni umnashi ngithatha omunye uguest wami wesibili ongenayo ukuhlelwa ngithi.
Okay.
All right. Well, Zimbabwe muhle mava kunzoko nava munashe mututsa ZANU PF youth member. But of course, this topic wouldn't be nothing without bringing up the people who want to take to the streets, who want to organize these protests, vechidiki vebatore MDC. So joining me live via telephone, variko ikoko kumashingo, and the councillor Godfrey Kuraone. Vakuraone, zviri kufamba? I'm going to go to Zimbabwe. Why are you looking to take to the streets of Zimbabwe?
Exactly, Mukoma Mike, and you go to the way we send up in Dura, my issues are. But Baguat, you are using Mukoma Munashe, and I'm Chikuranga in Zimbabwe, they demonstrated Musa 1 August, and the people were shot dead. Zimbabwe is demonstrated in January, and the people were shot dead, and some were abducted, and some were disturbed. So, Kanara Utaura, now we democracy and the demonstration, Brad Rataure, Vatarisa, Chitiko Zuri is also no point that Faculty Amunanga Guane, Women Aways, and PF, they don't respect those rights they run. I was like, I'm going to go to the house. But now, is not even less than $4. So I don't know how temporary is the temporary which he's talking about.
Mm.
Because it's been a year and a half or more than a year and a half after Robert Mugabe. And he's still talking of temporary. So he was the issue of temporary for 2 years. So I'm not aware of the second deal as you make sense.
Mm.
But the top of the government is Vunza. So Patakuti is also Zimbabwe, Namabas. Because Zimbabwe, Namari, you could have attained. Because Zimbabwe, inflation, you could have done this. And the Zimbabwe, we cannot just watch another city. So much so, I got to run to the needy way everyone else on Chamisa. It would jump in the month, won't would jump in. But in as MDC, we are a law abiding citizens. We are a law abiding party. Jaito Ramatano are constitutional to demonstrate into the streets, Putinika, Zimbabwe, Ramananga, the government, Yao, Nepasirosi, Wawon, Muta, Muta, Tizukfara, Nokutad, Kurada, Kotan, Zimbabwe.
Zino Chindudzayo Mkoma Godfrey, you know, talking about the issue of how this is supposed to be something temporary. Minister, I remember Minister Mthuli Ncube wachiti aiwa zvino munyika zvichatanga zvashata zvisati zvanaka. Do you not think that this is just an adverse reaction to something like that? Because there's a lot of changes that are going on. Mkoma Godfrey.
But in some zikuras, I'll keep them come on mic. There could be ship numbers, jingle shatter, and a pushata. Carry seal, and you see one. In this and you born, I'm just seeing a clueless minister in Mutuli Nube. I'm just seeing a clueless head of state in Emmerson Mnangagwa. I'm seeing a clueless political party in ZANU-PF. They are running out of ideas. That is the reason why I'm so never going to change my policy. Is so unnecessary. Policy is not 2 months. You know, it's a month is 2 months. That is a sign of cluelessness. I'll just say some ideas. So I can always say, Naka, either in the Andina, Mono, Andina, Chandra, or my change. No, put Taka Vira March 2017, but she did I pay time. March 2018, I pay time. We are now in 2019, and that's still talking about the temporary. And that's still saying with Zushanaka Rini. So it's so we cannot wait. I think it's about patient enough. I see at the moment we are now staged, and we cannot wait any longer.
Mm-hmm. All right, regarding Dr. E. M. Koma Munasha, I know T. Nezam Rukhtara. Munasha, you saw connecting when I still on the line?
Yes, I was just
calling about. Right. Oh, Godfrey gave us a mouthful here about four. He responded to what you said about this is supposed to be a temporary measure. What temporary, Guni, 2017 was not so long ago. Namhla, 2019. Sesiya fika nangu 2020, we're looking 2020 down the barrel. But still, isi mo si loku si kubige la pambili si kukutega. How, what, ungatini, Bafo?
Well, you know, that pendulum on that part. Because I can look to the pendulum, brother, or Kora Lapa. That Kuruma Kona, what she, Kuruma, and Akas, or Kuruma, what January, if the MPC is a party that is very peaceful and all that. And you say, you know, it's only PF, and maybe government has a PF, I follow, who would say that I'm a right about it. But I think that is being mischievous, if you have to say so. Well, that is the pendulum against the life of the son, I am not denying a consumer.
All right, kuluma ke ngesikhiwa ke ukuze wonke umuntu akuzwe.
Okay, Section 59 of the Constitution of Zimbabwe is very expressive about the right to demonstrate, the right to petition government, and the right to picket. But then it has a part that is included there. It says that these demonstrations, these picketing, and these petitions should be done peacefully. We know what happened in January was not peaceful. The burning of 30 shops was not peaceful. The killing of police officers cannot be regarded as peaceful. The burning of cars, arson, and a lot of violent things that are happening is motors, killer, abandoned the child. We cannot then say that it's peaceful. So we cannot then try and say it is peaceful when we know what it is. A few weeks ago, the vice chairman, Utopsikala, he declared at a rally they want to remove Emmerson Mnangagwa as president of the Republic of Zimbabwe before 2023. But the Constitution actually is expressive that he was elected for 5 years and he's going to be president until 2023. So we cannot be talking about India as peaceful, because the only peaceful way in which someone can then relinquish power is through an election when they are elected out. And that election is only due in 2023.
Mm-hmm.
And then coming to the issue of Ekonaga Tesi, which is trying to raise and explain to Zanu PF, is clueless. What is happening is that we have a vision as a party, a formulated government. That government that is in power right now is saying we are going to be going towards a new income economy by 2030. But that thing has to be done in steps. It all feels as well as it might appear as if it's too much, but it is going to be step. The first step is through the transitional stabilizing program. The program is to stabilize the economy. You cannot fix the inter-era company for 17 years and fix it in three months. Mm-hmm. So these things are taking time. We are fixing things fundamentals by fundamental. Right now, we have now introduced the current change. When it comes in, things will stabilize. So after a time, this is my rate. 1 year's dollar was now going for $14. 1 year's dollar for $15. But now we have the interbank market that has allowed that US dollar to be 10, and right, it's around 8 to 9 somewhere there. Which means these things that are being done by government and these policies that are being offered, they are actually working. Obviously, the MPC cannot celebrate what government is doing because it's an opposition party. I think that is where our problem is. We have an opposition party that is co-offering opposition instead of an alternative party that is coming up with alternative policy position for government to look at. But when that is their agenda, that is their language. Mm-hmm. Chamisa right now is being pursued. This what is agenda to do this demonstration is being pushed by Walawa or Okura Walawa. We would just go and make news, just go to the system meeting so that we can force Zanu PF into the negotiating table. What negotiation table? It's really not about the Zimbabweans, but it's about them getting a seat in the power count. On that same rally, Nelson Chamisa said, Mnangagwa should leave power so that I leave the transition. Who are you? The people of Zimbabwe chose who is going to lead. If you want to call it transition, but the people of Zimbabwe have chosen, and they chose last year in July 2018, who would they want to be led by Emmerson Mnangagwa of ZANU-PF to lead them for the next 5 years.
All right.
If they want to lead, they should wait for 2023, and they will also lead.
All right. Ngiyakuzwa mnumzana, wathi ngithatha umlaleli and then I'll come back to you, angithi.
Okay.
Right, ndikunzwa ndinemthereri wedu wekutanga nyaya iri kupisa iyi. Kola mthereri, welcome mune chirongwa chedu cheve chidiki uhlelo The Connection. Ngubani okonekta ngweni ari parinare ndiani?
Ya, kumangoba nafethu. Ngicela ukuthi ufake indaba licace kumfana okhulumayo lo siNdebeleni kakhulu.
Anguzi baba, utheni?
Ngicela ngifake icace nje indaba ngikamile la ngiyadrayiva. Ora ngithe ngiye ngime bengiphendele umfana wakithi wesiNdebele ukuthi ye madoda, iyouth ifuture ilizwe isezandleni zeyouth. Abayeke indaba yokuyengwa la maqhegu la, ayikho into ezoyenza. Inkomo kudonsa futhi lijongoza. Ayikho inkomo yadonsa sindala. La sikhuluma ngethimu edliweyo, ithimu idliwe, ithimu yakabayiwa. Ingasabusuti ikauti zimzifaye utaka kutora futhi zimwe 90 minutes kuti aplike munhu ye hati winile bhozi nguva ndeisipo maja pasati munhu anosorera kuti achazorata adziye makumbo.
So when
I assume she will ask call futhi next week nguvani muti wezimbabwe wati xibhedhlezeka kuyele gedini madoda.
So wena mnumzana uthi hayi
azameni enyindlela iZimbabwe yethu sonke, but asingafaka ama feelings ama party kakhulu ngayithi yehluli ethula zameni indlela angeshona bayathi ukuthi zikoni but zweza zimwe.
Right mnumzana, wathi ngikubuze ke njengoba ushilo wathi awulasi isikhathe eside, uyazi kulaba abasakhulayo bebandlele MDC bona bathi hayi sesifuna ukutshengisela ngenxa yokuthi nangu umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa hayi uyezwa nangu umnashi ukuthi akayindawo until 2030 umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa, until next election uzabe khona engumongameli. Kodwa abatsha abebandlele MDC bona bathi hayi he's failed njengomongameli, isimo somnotho silokhu siqhubukela bathi kugudeka, abatsha imisebenzi akula, So kumele kwenze njani ngoba abahachabe MDC sebesithi hayi thina sesifuna ubhode endaweni zonke kwele Zimbabwe sitshela abantu ukuthi sokumele sitshengisele sitshengise uZulu ukuthi hayi thina we're not happy.
Ekhona madodana lifunda inkomo izilale phansi ngithi zebonto ayisadunzi kanti hawu inkomo ayisadunzi nje ifegcekele lento le
hayi siyakuzwa mnumzana danki
mom akufakwe inye into esegcekele asothi bashona sithanda kuzo since 1980 bezama madodana bazamile kanti ukuzama sikubazamile kuhlule ngase siyeqinisweni they tried 4 years is not a joke we cannot keep on trying now.
Kodwa nanga umunashe uthi ama policies la aka professor Mthuli Ncube ayasebenza.
Kade ama policies abakhona madakade ama mega deals asayina yini sesayibona manje ecacayo kodwa sesiyemaqiniswe. Let's be manje dasimene iqiniswe. Inkinga yethu amazi mabone sikhuluma nje kulama feelings amaphathi kodwa iqiniso nje limdandalazi kade zakhulunyela izinto kade zenziwa.
So
ayibe ikhuluma ukuthi ugabe kuba isinkwa sesi 90 cents. Manje singo nje $5. So policy ibla khuluma ngayo ukuthi akunika ukuthi benza ukuthi izive ngolo umuntu obekhola $400 ngoJanuary sekhola $40 manje. Iphi policy akhuluma ngayo namhlanje ukuthi izive ngolo. Kina siyacwila esizweni siyacwila. Umuntu athi ukuthi izive ukhiphe izivele ucwile futhi more.
Put a clip or something. Yeah, I ngiyakuzwa mnumzana.
Ukunyura baba, ukunyura mdamu. Ngoba ukuthi ndikuvise mdamu, ufaka kwanyura futhi apa kwasala umsuru. Othe ufaka kwanyura wese, ndokunyurura.
Hayi siyakuzwa bafowe danki ngokungena kuhlelo. So before you leave uthi yebo kumele baqhubekele phambili betshengisela na.
Ngizokwenza lokuthi bathengisele nje kodwa lamadoda la bekhaya onede nje Pacific mlevele bezasukumela nje ehlalweni kahle kungelani bakujengisela buzi nawe sifike sifikele kuyifikile nje hayi soqala uzamile kwehlule
hayi siyakuzwa danki ngokungena kuhlelo angithi but
danki bafu
right nanga umlaleli mrukunzi wamthelele akuthi ha chini ichikaichi hanzi kana mthungamiriro wenyika atadza hapana chakaipa kungoti aiwa haumana indatadza ndakusiya basa munoti nazvo izvozvo ndabva ndavabvunza ndakati ai vechidiki vebato reMDC varuti ivo vada kuendera mberi nechirongwa danoratidzira kurati nekuti hanzi mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika hazvina kumira zvakanaka saka ndavabvunza ndakati munobvumirana nemaondoro avo here vati hongu pamberi nazvo izvozvo munoti nazvo tipewo maundre enyu kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa munokwanisa kundifonera pa +12026192077 munokwanisa zvekare kutinyorera pa WhatsApp pa +12026250318 ngatidzokerai kuna munashe tinzwe kuti anoti munashe usakone cingweni na
ya ngisekone
right umzwili umlaleli pendula
umlaleli uyachaza ngoba he's very passionate about his country he's passionate about ilizwe liphumelele lesiya phambili and I understand ukuthi ijongosi sokumele sifake amajongosi nxa inkomo sigugile asomele siyithise engabe qinisile maybe ngendlela acabanga ngayo kodwa maybe into engayitsho kumlaleli lo ngokuthi hayi uyaunderstand ukuthi there is this desire to have young people leading izinto but if you understand ukuthi siyafuna phela lathi iwisdom yabadala abadala bathi bona indlela ibuzwa kwabaphambili inyathi ibuzwa kwabaphambili bona abadala siyabafuna bebekhona sihlanganisela labaphakathi laphakathi labancane ukuthi ilizwe liye phambili esikwenzayo kuyalungiswa ilizwe liyalungiswa kuya phambili singalahlo yilokhu esikubona kathesi sesilahle ithemba ngenxa yokuthi maybe kungabe kule situation maybe angakuhle kathesi but the way we are going is brighter than where we are now. But ngaba sa ruza heart. Let us stand strong on what we believe as a people and unite ourselves as a people and not unite in action and not unite in damaging of property and not unite in burning of cars but uniting in building the country. Unese ngawe leshafele for sure yake, unese ngawe le data yake, unese ngawe le sanende yake kuti tilake nyika yetu kuti tipute nyika. Saphute parukuva hapani wapo.
Hai, siyabonga munashe bamba kancane ecingweni siyeza kuwe manje angithi bafo.
Okay.
All right, Zimbabwe Muse, Chirongwa, and Chenyu, Chirongwa, The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program, targeted tackling anything and everything youth-related in Zimbabwe. Iskati 2:34, Kwele, Washington, D.C., Kuzimbabwe, Yave 8:34. Chirongwa, and Chenyu, Chirongwa, The Connection.
Hey, hola, Deipiko, Hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Orbe. Tanki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1 202 465 0318. To converse with me, ngawufuna ukukhuluma lami, kana utshawura neni. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is @BigMike3. BigMyke3.
Alrighty there, Chirongwa, The Connection, uhlelo The Connection, and I'm your host, Mike Hove. Namhlanje kuhlelo, nasi mchirongwa chukubatanya ye politics. Vechidikiwe batore MDC, wakuti, isu, aiwa Zimbabwe, stand by. Soon and very soon, anzi Advocate Nelson Chamisa wachari za pitu, wachiti nguwa yekuti tinoratidzira yasvika. Hanzi kana maneta kana muri kugununguna nemamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika, aiwa ngatibudei neuwandu hwedu. Tinoratidzira pachirongwa tina MDC, Youth Organizing Secretary Godfrey Kuraone, uyezve wechidiki webato reZANU PF Munashe Mututsa. Ngatidzokerei mune nyaya yatinayo mugango. Vakuraone, muchiri pachirongwa here?
All right,
kubva kuita joka. Right, ndirikutonzwa ne Tony yenyu kuti mauya makacharge kamgomo.
Aiwa, vanawe Zimbabwe hatisi kufara. Saka hasha dzakawanda.
Saka manzwa zvataurwa namunashe, hanzi aiwa umana zvinhu hongo hazvina kumira zvakanaka. Asi these things take time. My policies aripo, they've been implemented. Hanzi nyai tabvisa mayusa chichi zvinhu zvichanaka munyika. Imi manje makubura kumhanya muchinoti takunoratidzira. Madi ungomira wakamkoma kwa mwona kutuzunchanaka ya?
Mkoma maa kipanda inda offline. Mkoma muna shwane so wanga wata urafakati wandei. Chikuta anga wanga wata urafakati haya vice chairperson wa MDC wala lebo job skala. Wakita urafakati kutuwa da opisa wana anga kwa wakata urafakati wanewa anu wane timi yama ino fana kukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukuk muna November 2017 vamuna ngagwa vakabvisa Robert Mugabe vakava netemu yaifanira kupera 2018 vakavabvisa temu yavo isina kupera vachisaita mareasons avaisaita but isusu MDC hatina kuti tichaida kubvisa vamuna ngagwa neforce but we use constitutional means to make sure kuti vamuna ngagwa vasiya basa ravanavo nokuti vatadza chechipiri nyaya yavanotaura koma munashe muchaona koma Mike kutiira nguva yareba zvavanotaura zvekuti ngatiape nguva ngatiape nguva ikonomi yakapusa for 7 years haigoni kugadzirwa zvimwe dzimitatu ngatiudzei koma munashe kuti takamboita inclusive government in 2008 2009 after 2008 mashelf akatina chunhu mama mangosara matishu cheto mashelfs munyika vamusina mari munaifamba nemari aifamba ane bhara but it only took 3 months for the inclusive government to notice machanges akava muekonomi yezimbabwe hazvatora nguva yakareba inyaya yekuti magovernment manga mane vanhu vaiziva zvavaiita manga mane vanhu vaiprioritiza vanga vakasiyana nevezanupf vaiti vakapuwa mari yemushonga vaitenga magejo vakapuwa mari yekuti yemishonga vaitenga ngoro mamava nevanhu vaiprioritiza so it's all about the administration it has nothing to do mari ari kutamana vakava vachichinja vakachinja vakadai vakachinja vakadai it has a lot to do with the administration saka hurumende yamunangagwa as long as it still has ma old guard avanawo ikozvinara there are no new ideas which they are going to bring into this government. So there are also no new things that we should expect as Zimbabweans. So we should expect all the old things right now and the old system of running this government. So the only thing to do for Zimbabwe is to make sure that there is a new leadership which will bring new ideas into government so that we also see new things and a new way of doing things.
Asim Koma Godfrey, is there no better way? Like you mentioned earlier on, you know, protests in Zimbabwe have not really been the most successful. We've seen a lot of young people lose their lives, a lot of protests, a lot of property destroyed. We've seen the economy take a hit due to these protests. Is there no better way to advance this issue and make your grievances addressed?
Look, Koma Mike, issues as MDC, like I said, we are a law-abiding party. We are not violent, we are very peaceful. We have never organized a violent demonstration. All demonstrations at an organization are peaceful. Musha wana kutipa demonstration. That's when the police come. Just to provoke the citizens. Wakatanga. The citizens are nzara. Maxizens are shungu. Maxizens are hasha. They just come. And the make it of demonstration just to provoke them. So even those are linked to the Sina Pita. It's what you're always saying, let's have a peaceful demonstration, let's have a peaceful way of carrying our grievances. But the Zanu-PF government and the Zanu-PF militia, they come to provoke our peaceful demonstrations.
I am Koma Godfrey, regain the Bate Pamromo Kamashomanene and Ditorem Terry, then Ruzoka Kamorandis. Right, Zulukanda Bali Amuzwa, now ngumnumzana uGodfrey Kuraone, you can hear ngetoni yakhe ukuthi bona ngempela they have the fire. Kodwa hey, asizweni ukuthi umlaleli yena uthini ngodaba lokhona eGodwini. Khona khona mthereri maphi namjirongwa ari pari nare ndiyani.
Mike, ngisindiso mahlanga.
Mahlanga unjani putas?
Ngikhona putu wami linjani.
Hayi, siyaphila, usiqhuma ngapi?
Ngise Botswana.
Kwele Botswana Dumelang, eh wabuka kaStswana.
Yeah,
I intate kahuhle kahuhle ntate. So udabule khona eGoodwini kubahlo gore o bo le batho. Ke kopa o babolelle gore hi wena, how are you seeing this issue?
Eh nya a hore ke boele bona. Yazi ukuthi Samite into khona ekhala. Ngizibuza ukuthi kanti abantu laba bezanchef baphila kuphi umhlaba wona into zomile kangaka ekhapha athi bona kibo kukhanya ngani kumnandi. Ngani ngoba ungalalela ulobhudla nxa ekhuluma yena uthi into zizalunga. Ngiyakubuza ukuthi ziyalunga nini? Engithengi zalwa mina. Vele ngihlupheka kungela lutho olukhona ekhaya. Siphila ngawo umbhida nalowo lokhu abantu bephila ngawo lanamhlanje. Ungakhangela yonke into nje eyenzakala ekhaya kulantele. Mina bengisekhaya last week. Ungangena emashops, filter zikhulu ngoil vela ungeke ufayithenga ekhaya lapha. Yayithukela ngeke uyithenga ekhaya. Isinkwa lesiki ngithenga isinkwa eselobhel nge $5 isinkwa iloaf yesinkwa iqanda elilodwa iqanda lisenza 75 cents ukuthi ngedola ngithenga iqanda eli 1 kodwa kube kuthiwa into ziyalunga akulanto elunga into lokho eziwoma zisiya phambili ungahamba le moto ekhaya kathesi eyagcina ubhakile waphenduka ebhoda wazothenga ipetrol ngoba uyafika uthonela yinini akulanto ekhona. So ungathi ukhangela koko ngabe kuthiwa into ziyenzakala kuvuma sibili uNkulunkulu esingenelela ngabe sonke abantu siyaphuma siya abantu bezanu-PF eZimbabwe beziphilele bephile yabo impilo abayiphilayo bona phela bahambe emoyeni abahambe phansi njengathi
hayi othi kubambe kancane ecingweni siza ukuthi yena uMnashe ungathi what does he have to say about umbono wakho angithi ungayindawo.
Yebo.
Right, Mnashe usakhona ecingweni na? Mnashe?
Yeah, it's a corner.
Now, I'm going to let you a kulum, Utin.
Well, yeah, I'm just a civil woman, and the Kuluma is a very passion. We may be in a situation that they born. But I Kuluma maybe for the interest of the Banyan to another million. My situation was $5. Then I went in $5. So $5 because you five born, five Zimbabwe dollars. So it's 75 cents a kanda. It's five. Ngiyambuza nje ukuthi isinkwa yimalini elokuzileni eGotswana. Ngaso sengitshela ukuthi ngiyamtshela ukuthi isinkwa uthenga nge-10 pula. You know, it's quite a lot of money in my vendors. So in the corner, but yeah, isn't it was in the price, but obviously even the chesa he rate yes dollar and corner, it is in Zagana. That is the reason why they can introduce this issue we talked about the new currency.
Umlaleli yena is satisfied ngempendulo yakho. Eh, mahlanga usakhona ecingweni? Eh, putas u tempo.
Yebo.
Eh, waungwa.
Yangkhona ngizinyamuzu ubudi yakhuluma, but into ebuhlungu ukuthi ungathi yakhangela mfowethu. Eh, impilo imnandi kubantu bezani PF kuphela.
Ungani usisho kanjalo ubona ngani they don't feel the pinch lap.
Baba
ngithe ubona ngani kuphela wonke umuntu uphile eZimbabwe they all living the same life wonke umuntu is feeling the pinch ubona ngani kule selection na
okwenza into njalo ukuthi ungalalela umuntu engathi uma ekhuluma ukhuluma into ezimnandi kuphela akukho kubi balezithembiso bona abazitshela abantu zokuthi kuzalunga nini mina namhlanje Bramaic ngile 28 years ngomuntu osakhulayo ngile 28 years nginje angikazi ivini noma ukwenza into engingenisela idola ekhaya umsebenzi ongangingenisela idola into ngayenza ukuthi enqanqa ngifuna ukuphila ekhaya ngiyebuya uthango lomuntu maqedwa ukuya uthango lomuntu ose South Africa le engithumelela ichukela nginathe ngibiyele umuntu ngimlimele emasimini engithumezele isigqoko ngiqoke ekhaya kula msebenzi sesiphila ngabantu abakhatshana basemazweni yazi kubuhlungu ukuthi ngile 5 years ngisebenze eBotswana angaze ngike ngithi namhlanje ngiyaphumula ukuthenga impuphu ngisebenzele ukuthenga impuphu ekhaya ngisebenzele ukuthenga isawudi ekhaya ngisebenzele ukuthenga everything ekhaya ngithumezele ekhaya kuphela yonke into ekhaya akulo ukuthi pha ungakwenza wena okuza kungenisela imali nxa usekhaya kumele ibe le mali ephumayo kuphela hayi engenayo.
So before we let go of you umbuzo wami ogcina kuwe uyavumelana na labasakhulayo abebandlele MTC abasithi hayi isikhathi sesifikile ungamuzwa uadvocate Nelson Chamisa eseshayi whistle yakhe sithi prr prr isikhathi sesifikile sokuyotshengisela ubona ngani that's a good move now
kona ku-right kakhulu sabantu sihlengiselele but engicela kwabasakhulayo ngicela ukuthi sibetshengiselele ngokuthula kungabi khona lokuyana ngoba abantu laba bazondile abalolaka ngababulali izinyamazana kungabi lokuthi bezibethe besibulala sisenzele ukuthula kuphela singawona into yabo ngoba basithile any movement kuphela basithile siyakufa sithele belokho besibulala ngababulali abantu laba.
Hayi siyakuzwa Buddhas, thank you ngokungena kuhlelwa ngithi.
Thank you.
Come back next time. Right. Manzwa mthereri uyu nayo ari kutaura maondo ake pamusoro penyaya yatirikurukura asi ndirikunzwa ndine umwe mutereri ari ku South Africa uyu. Regular wedu mukoma Donald Mamboma. Mukoma Doni zviri kuhamba.
Ibo big mike mureseiko.
Mushe kuriseiko ku Rustenburg uko.
Ah kuno kuri nani mukoma wangu.
Nyari mugango mainzwa mukoma munoti.
Ah munona chinoneta mukoma ka. Kana hurumende yedu kuti yaziva kusiya musiyano uri pakati pamanidhi namawanzi zvinonetsa. Kana hurumende yavamunangagwa isingagoni kupatanura manidhi namawanzi hainyika haindi mberi.
Asi iyo hurumende iri kuti basa vari kurova vari kugona basa.
Mabasic needs anofanga kuti atofanga kuti vana vezimbabwe tigare tinge. Mabasic needs chaiwo chaiwo havagoni kumatari. Vanokoshesa zvavo zviri kuhaya ndege kuDubai. Vachienda kwavanoda ndege dzinodhura. Takataka dzimwe nyika dzinobudirira mukoma hurumende inenge ichiterera vanhu. Kana une hurumende dzingatevera vanhu zvezvano DFV hatina kwatinoenda nokuti iwo vanogara vachingovava vavengi vevanhu mhandu dzavanhu kuna saka ukataura ka unonzi hurumende uri kuzvichiti sapota ukataura kuti chingwa chadhura hazvinei nekusapota pati yoiti kana kuti uri kutaura zvinhu zviri kukunetsa pazuva nezuva ari kurarama kwako but iwo kana vasati vakwanisa kuziva izvozvuka vachingoti kana munhu anenge ataura kuti chinhu chati chaoma onzi ii mhandu kana kuti wao uri kushandisiwa nyika iyi haindi mberi mukoma nokuti hapana kana indibesheni kumukatisa kubva zvavapinda vaeg hapana kana chatiche nokuti haupagorungozi mokuti mombe inobereka tiri usina kana kumbosangana nebhuru hapana kana indication unonzi jona kashanye chii po pasina zvipo
saka zvino
mukomaatiri kuona chiri pagraund vari kungozimbabwe is open for business but on the ground ruta wenzi wesiwesiwesi saka chii chavanoti chinonaka hapana chinonaka.
Asi mukoma Donald, manzwa wechidiki webato rezano PF uyu munashe Mututsa achiti aiwa hongu zvina zvina kumira zvakanaka asi kuti zvinhu zvigadzirisike zvive like what they like to say back to normal hanzi zvichatora nguva imi muri kumhanya muri kuti tinoda kuti zvinhu zvigadziriswe nhasi aiwa
zvakatitora nguva kare asiwa mukoma tikabatanidza kutonga kwaita zano PF kubva 1980 up to now pane vakatora vama vakawanda vamwe vakatofa vakachingofira munhamo saka tichadi zvinhu zvozi zvino zvichatora nguva hatichadi kugara dzimwe 38 years handi tava kuda zvinhu zviri shoti kana vachitozotora nguva ngavabvi papinde nhanoita zvese pasikireti
aiwa takunzwa zvakanazvino
zvinotora nguva tanyara nazvo mugoma tanyara nazvo kugara mumasango mbingozi zvozvo zvichanaka zvinonaka seipo pasina education kuti zvinonaka pasina munhu ane maplan maideas okuita zvinhu handi vakazviita pazviri ipapo ndo vakaita saka zvigoni kuzonakwa naivavo vanhu vakaita kana dai new ideas new blood ndokuti hapatombodikana munhu wose une nhiri unotaura zvedhorondo dzehoda nokuti havagoni kunachira nyika vana matema danda hapana kana idea yavo yatakapuhwa kana one kubva vamugabe varipo yavakambonzewo vauya nayo kana dei vangu vachinzi vari maideas tingati takapuhwa kana zano rimwe ravo ravakambopanga vamugabe hapana kana one saka inonaka hawo.
Aiwa mukoma Doni takunzwa zvakanaka. Mukoma Doni nguva ndiyo yadyanana asi tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Right, nangu mnumzana uregular wethu uDonald Mamboma laye uke wangena kuhlelo wathi hayi wathi ngiphosela amazwi amabili amathathu uhlelo The Connection Zimbabwe muhle sesiyafika emaphethelweni ohlelo sekusele 8 minutes asizona ukuthi ama guest ami athini ngizaqala lo mnumzana uGodfrey Kuraone mkoma Kuraone mchiripa rinarere
ongu kuma bai
right vechidiki vebato yezanu PF vari kuti zvamunenge muri kuplana izvi ko dialogue yashata here nekuti kana muchiti makuda kubvisa hurumende before the next election hanzi unless vamunangagwa vari kubvisa zviri pamutemo vari kuresigna zvina zvina kumira zvakanaka hanzi dialogue inenge yashata here
isusu seMDC chetokunzira dialogue but we have realized kuti vamunangagwa nehurumende yavo vane kamendariti chekuti ndezviri zvese chini chedu like they said chini chedu ichi vakuda kutora this country as their private limited company running this country as their tap shop but isi tiri kuti no fine makabirira makabirira but let's come together as Zimbabweans and reason together kuti torana sei nyika inoi but it seems kuti zviri kuira munzeve dzakavharwa namatanda taita kuti okay fine maybe havasi kunzwisisa this language. So it's better we then use another language which they understand better. And in that language, that word to use, we are not going to be violent. Like I said, China is very, very peaceful. Very, very, very peaceful. At least the noisy, but at least Kumbia, she peaceful. So Kumbia, Mapurisa, Masoja, and whosoever are in the government here, and PM, please don't provoke us. Because once you provoke us, you can't provoke one Zara. You can't provoke one Zara. They will react. So if the police and the army don't involve themselves in our demonstrations, and they are peaceful, you will find that there won't be any violence. There won't be any noise.
Aiwa, takunza zvakanaka mukoma nguva ndiyadyana, and I wish with this program could be longer. Mandi Sparka, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa mukoma.
Ndatenda mukoma mai. Ah, ndine mashoko kupedzisira mukoma mai.
Kandai, chokupai 1 minute.
Ndatenda hawo, ndaida kudza vana veZimbabwe vechibiki kuti Martin Luther the King akati iye our lives begin to end. For right. The young people of Zimbabwe, we should not keep quiet. Show us who is my way. So look at Zimbabwe, which is part of our home. But you get all set in the Mugwagwa. Church is a woman, I'm not that far. I think I'm going to my.
I watch Newton as Kurum Koma. Thank you so much. No pin, I'm strong on this.
Okay, thank you so much.
Right, mthwakazi omuhle Zimbabwe omuhle sesifikele maphethuleni sokusele 5 minutes kuhlelo asizweni ukuthi yena uMunashe Mtutsa uthini njengoba nguye ozabe igciba kuhlelo. Munashe usakhona ecingweni na?
Yeah, ngisasekhona.
Right, sokusele ngizakunikeza 2 minutes ba 4 egciba uhlelo usitshela umbono wakho mayelana ngalokho okushiwo ngumnumzana uGodfrey Kurawona.
Hayi, ngiyabonga kakhulu ukuthi ke ibanzele ukusayo ithuba lokuthi ngisile uhlelo. Njengoba sibusa sizaqhiba. Hayi, abantu into engayitsho nje kubantu beZimbabwe ukuthi ilizwe libunjwa ngabantu abaphakathi kwayo. Abaphakathi abahlali belizwe ababunda ilizwe labo. Asibambaneni senze umsebenzi. So omunye nomunye ayenze akwenzayo ukwenzela ukuthi ilizwe liye phambili. Asingahlambazi ilizwe lethu, masingathikisi ilizwe lethu, masibambaneni sibuye sonke senze ukuthi ilizwe liye phambili. Abafuna ukudemonstrate bekwenza ama-petition, they are very much allowed. I'll pay them in a peaceful manner. But I don't think ukuthi abantu bengangena emgwaqweni bethisha isitolo isinkwa siyayehla from $5 zibuyele ku-90 cents. Akufuze kutshintshe lizo. Into etshintsha izinto yokuthi abantu befake bonke izandla ekhubeni, sisebenze sonke ukuthi ilizwe liye phambili. Okwama-election kudlulile ngo-2023 kuzaba lama-election amanye. Kodwa nxa ufuna ukubona brother Mike ukuthi so far we have heard about 4 ama-by-elections. The people of Zimbabwe continue to bless, the people of Zimbabwe continue to endorse ZANU-PF by voting for ama-candidates of ZANU-PF. Sicela bathatha leyinye i-council seat ebeku-MDC eNyanga South sayiphendulisa ku-ZANU-PF. Why? Because the people are really, really, really confident about what ZANU-PF is doing. And we know that ZANU-PF, when it is in Zimbabwe, it's not governed by Israel. It's not WhatsApp, it's not Twitter. Where we have a lot of characters, angama ghost accounts, akuluma. But it is in the ground. The ground is going to be in ZANU-PF. So abantu siyabonga bonke beZimbabwe ngokubekezela kwabo. Tinoathenda vese kuti vari kuramba vakashinga kushinga kuti Zimbabwe isvike painofanira kusvika. Saka tinotenda maZimbabwe nekushinga kwavari kuita. Tinotenda maZimbabwe nekuvhotera ZANU-PF kwavachaita futi kuZimbabwe. Kuna Comrade Mbonyeni Dube ari kumira as an MP ikoko. Vachamuvhotera futi because they know kuti ZANU-PF is the people's party.
Hai, siyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo Mnashe.
Alright, siyabonga brother.
Right, uyangare wechidiki webato rezanu PF, vamunashe Mututsa, Zimbabwe, ye omuhle muri Zimbabwe, ayo wamapinda mchirongwa ne uwandu enyu, tinotenda zvikuru, ndikuona ma comments, aita zvikunaya nasi tinotenda zvikuru. Tika enda pa page redu VOA Shona, Aaron Ngara, ari kuti dai vaita dialogue before kuratidzira zvinhu zvimbodzikama izvi. Anzi na Philip Murombe, you help people by making them suffer first. No, there's nothing like that. It's only a ZANU way of cheering people. Charles Zika, vati mkoma paka ipapa. Fio ya kuira last week. Anzi, I wani kuizesa hakuna, mvura yekunwa hakuna. Hey, zvinzvaipa munyika asabeni kukhasi letu elevio indebele sibona ukuthi abantu bathini isigebuhlelo hayi kulabantu abaningi ngempela nangu analyst Ndlovu uthi linjani siyaphila sisi analyst uClemens uthi linjani siyaphila Clemens la ngumnumzana uLaxon uthi abantu bezimbabwe must rise ED is saying he's here until 2030 ukurana Penny kurana Skipani uthi election elected kuphi hayi ukuthi abantu abezana ngibo abariga election ngubani ongaziyo lokho ukuthi since kulomgabe izanu ayizange iwine hayi asazi ukuthi lokho kuliqiniso na njengoba ulama by elections jongazo muhle sesifikile emaphetholeni ohlelo muri eZimbabwe tashikwa kumagumo echirongwa ndinotenda zvikuru nemunhu wese apinda muchirongwa ngatisanganei same time same place and next week apo tichange tichikurukura nevechidiki vari pachirongwa cheMandela Washington Fellowship bye bye.